It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Richard Wagner's great-granddaughter, who's also the great-great-granddaughter of Franz Liszt, is no longer involved with her family's Bayreuth Festival, dedicated to the operas of her relative. Instead, she's back on the music scene with a festival devoted to a different composer, Beethoven, and it's held in his hometown of Bonn, Germany. With a Ph.D. in German literature from Northwestern University, Wagner says she's neither a musicologist nor an impresario. Still, attendance at the Beethoven Festival this year was high, even on a crowded European music calendar, and for musicians, the Beethoven Fest increasingly punches above its weight. Conductor Paavo Järvi, who led the German Chamber Philharmonic at the festival, said, "It's surreal to think that Beethoven was actually a human being who lived in a small town, because for us he's sort of a god. Living up to the honor of playing Beethoven in the city of Beethoven is felt by all the artists who come here." Nike Wagner said her aim is to make Beethoven relevant to the contemporary art scene and to youth. "I'd like to open up the festival to Beethoven as seen in our times," she says. In a recent article for the Wall Street Journal, writer, pianist, composer, and lecturer Stuart Isikoff writes that in some ways, recordings have had a negative impact on the art of piano playing. How? Well, he says that because of recordings, we have come to adopt a perverse view of musical performance as something disembodied, sets of pitches, articulations, and dynamics. In this, we lose sight of many essentials, the theatricality of a performance, the interrelationship of artist and listener, the full experience of spontaneous, unbridled creativity. A performance, he says, should be unpredictable, an adventure. Today, we often demand instead that an interpretation be unblemished, correct, something to be memorized and imitated. This has produced false expectations that haven't served audiences or artists very well. The 70th anniversary season of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra opens this week with Beethoven and Mozart after the orchestra's musicians and management came to terms on a new four-year collective bargaining agreement. The new agreement calls for a 6% pay increase for the musicians over the 4 years, participation by the musicians in a new high-deductible health care plan, an initial complement of 77 musicians in the year one, and a goal of 81 musicians in year two, rising to 88 musicians by the end of year four. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK, Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.